Right now, we're going to continue our reports with our broadcast partners from around the world. We're going to stay in the Middle East, and we're going to be talking with David Wilder. He is the spokesperson for the Jewish community that lives in the oldest Jewish community in the history of the world, dating back about 4,000 years ago, and I think somewhere in the area of about 800 souls who live in Hebron itself, a great historic biblical background that we want to talk about. There's been some conflicts that have been unfolding in Hebron. Thought it'd be time for us to get a hold of David and find out what's going on, get an update from that area of Israel. But first, David, am I correct? Does not your Jewish community where you live with your family and many friends date all the way back to the times of Father Abraham? Abraham 4,000 years ago.
That's correct, Jimmy. Abraham came here 3,800 years ago, and all of the patriarchs and matriarchs, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and their respective wives, Sarah and Rebecca and Leah, lived here. Later, this was the first capital of King David. King David was here for 7.5 years. He began here the rule of the kingdom of Israel here before going up and making Jerusalem our eternal capital. And there have been Jews here almost continuously for thousands of years, and we have actually, we have archaeological proof of that. So it's a very important place, very significant, and, of course, very, very holy.
Yes, indeed, very, very holy. But it has not been holy in its confrontational activities over the last couple of weeks. Talk to me about the situation. As I understand it, there was a Palestinian teenager who approached a border police person, endeavored to try to start some kind of a ruckus, seemingly pulled out what ultimately they found out to be a fake pistol. But in the activities unfolding, they weren't able to determine that at the time. And that then resulted in additional conflict between the Israeli Defense Force and what we would have to consider Palestinian terrorists, because they talked about an intifada. Talk to me. Am I up to date on everything correctly?
Yeah, you sure are, Jimmy. Actually, the latest round of trouble here started following the UN resolution when they decided to recognize the Palestinian Authority as some kind of Palestinian state in the General Assembly. And then there was, again, here rock throwing and firebomb throwing in our neighborhoods themselves, but in the perimeters around us, attacking where the soldiers are and where there are checkpoints between different parts of the city. There were a few days here when there was the air was filled with tear gas, and that continued. That continued for a while. It's been going on and off now for a while. There was also the incident that you mentioned last week when at one of the checkpoints, one of the men was asked for his ID papers. He attacked the border guard, the border policeman that was there. He attacked him and took out a gun and put it on his head. The IDF a few days ago released a film of the whole thing. They have security cameras all around the place, and they released a film up on internet where you can see the Arab attacking the man, going after him, and then ultimately being shot and killed.
Well, this type of a situation is, of course, it's very concerning as far as the Israeli body politic is concerned, the Israeli Defense Force, the border police, which is security there in the area. But it has to be somewhat concerning to the family of this Palestinian man that was shot and killed. But indeed, when he pulls something that looks like a pistol and he's in a conflict already, they have to deal with the situation if life is in danger. It's one of those very sad situations we do not like to talk about. But soon after that, there were a group of, what I understand, teenage Arab terrorists, Palestinians of some type, who in mask faces went on a video and said this was going to be the beginning of the third intifada. Now, for those eavesdropping on the conversation, an intifada is basically a public uprising. And the intifada, there's been two of them in the past with the Palestinians uprising against the Israeli government, the Israeli Defense Force, the people themselves. Has that been followed through with? Is there indeed a third intifada underway, or was that just a lot of bravado?
Tell you, Jimmy, this is something that's been discussed for quite a long time. Is there going to be another intifada? The stalemate between the State of Israel and Abu Mazen, the Palestinian Authority, has led people to ask for quite some time what's going to be the result. We're going to face another intifada, and there are very mixed feelings about that. The last intifada, of course, was quite violent. There were over 1,500 Israelis killed in terrorist attacks, and there were also many Arabs that were killed. It was very difficult for them, and I don't know if they've yet recovered from that, and I don't know that they're actually interested in seeing that happen again, because it caused them tremendous damage. Economically, their lives were interrupted. There were curfews in different places. It was very, very difficult for them also. And I'm not sure that they are really interested in going through that again, because they also realize that they can't win. It's a ploy. Now, have we seen the beginnings of an intifada as such? Look, violence here has been increasing for months now. There's been an increase in rock throwing on the roads in all areas of Judea and Samaria. Around here, on the road between Hebron and Jerusalem, there's rock throwing. Even on the road between Hebron and the nearby community of Kiryat Arba, which is only 5 minutes away, there's rock throwing at buses and at cars. And we've seen this up north in the Samaria region. The same thing is going on. There are firebombs being thrown. And this is always very worrisome because we know where this leads. If it's not stopped immediately, then it continues and it gets worse. We haven't seen an intifada as such actually begin, but it's very, very concerning. And we very much hope that the Israeli government and the security forces will take all the measures necessary to stop it before it begins. And I think that they can do that if they want to. The question is whether they want to.
You mentioned at the first of our conversation that this has all been motivated basically by the decision made by the United Nations General Assembly back in November the 29th. And that was when, to some extent, not technically, did the United Nations recognize Palestine as an official state among the nations of the world, but they talked about a status, a state status, and making them observer state status qualified. Now, whatever that means, it's not really a true state, but they say they want to have a state, and Mahmoud Abbas has made the statement that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the state of Palestine, and he's claimed he's now the president of this new state. Is that the reason for the focus there in Hebron in these recent days with this uptick in violence?
I think that was one of the causes that sparked this new wave of violence, and we've seen that violence on and off since then, and we are concerned because we've seen this happen before. We've seen what the results of these kinds of uprisings. It's not just an uprising; it's a war. Sometimes there are battles. The last time this happened, they shot at us here in Hebron for 2.5 years, and they shot at other communities throughout Judea and Samaria. And we're very interested in seeing the Israeli government stop this. We're very pleased that the defense minister, Ehud Barak, is on his way out, and we hope that the next defense minister will be a little bit more successful, and it'll be somebody a little bit more nationalistic, has feelings a little bit more sympathetic to people who live in areas like where we live. And we'll see to it that these activities, these violent activities, come to a very, very quick and abrupt end before they cost people their lives.
David Wilder, he's the spokesperson for the Jewish community, about 800 souls that live there in Hebron, the ancient Jewish community dating back, as we said early on, 4,000 years ago. David, we wanted just to be in line with what's happening, updated on what's going on. You've been able to do that very successfully for us. Thank you, my good friend. Be safe, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Jimmy.